This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being a part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Not part of the problem, but part of the actual solution. It's always nice, too. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, head up to the website. You want to help out? You want to help support the show? Buy the mug? Buy the shirt? Buy the book? Buy, or you can donate. You don't want to have the, you don't want to have that junk lying around the house? Just buy the book. It's really that simple. Yeah, hey, look, I don't think it's junk, but apparently you do if you're not buying it, right? And so you head up there, and again, like the, some of the stories that you see. If that doesn't catch your, look at it. If you don't want any of that, there's a donate button. Go there, click on that. You can donate to the show, help keep the show on the air. Only in America. And you know, it's really sad that the young people really don't get it. They really don't understand. They really don't know that only in America can you make fun of the government. Can you pseudo-threaten the government, get away with it, and not go to jail? It's really that simple. But the Chamber of Commerce in Chicago decided to have a block party where they allowed the kids to bash ICE agents. In well, they were pinatas that looked like ICE agents. So I want you to think about that. We used to, years ago, when I was a kid, you know, before electricity, when we had events at school and places like that, police would come in, they'd hang out at the school, they'd hang out with the kids, so you'd see that they were just like you and me. They were good people, just trying to do their job. And it was for us to get used to and enjoy having police around, not being afraid of them. Well, I guess that's not true anymore. That's not good, and it's not true. You know? I'm amazed at, again, as I was saying earlier, how much we've turned around. How much good has become bad, and bad has become good. Adoption is bad. Abortion, good. This is nuts. Children took turns over the weekend smashing an ice-themed piñata during a block party in Chicago. Right? Children took turns beating a piñata that was created in the likeness of Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Now, this was during a block party where, we'll just say, people from all walks of life were there. The East Guys Community Day in Chicago community event was hosted by a Chamber of Commerce comprised of 25 local businesses. Videos and photos of the scene showed the kids as they lined up for their turn to smash the ICE agent themed piñata. I mean, it says ICE right on it. And I'm not talking about the cold ice either. Many were encouraged by their parents. Some people even held their small children so they could help strike the piñata itself. The older kids, of course, well, we let them know what it meant. We teach them what it meant. That was Los Brown Berets Chicago chapter leader Anthony Martinez. So here's a, like the, what is it, the Red Berets there in New York? the guys that protect the subways, that protect people in the subways, protect people from being beaten and mugged at night. Martinez said that his group ordered a Batman pinata, and then they modified it to resemble the appearance of a white ICE agent. So we're going to teach those kids that immigration and customs enforcement agents who do a lot more than just pick up people that are here illegally, ones that break the law, it's okay to beat them. You saw what's been happening in New York with the cops being accosted with the buckets of water, buckets thrown at them. The group also collected money from kids who wanted to take a swing. The proceeds will be used to help asylum seekers. Right. So we're just making a statement, Martinez told the local news source. Taking children from their parents, separating them, let them know that it's not wanted. Did these take place during Obama's days? Or even Clinton, for that matter? He did the same thing. This is why I say to you, they're not really honest about this stuff. None of this is genuine. No, I'm not joking. None of this is genuine, because if it was, they would have had the same outrage during Clinton, the same outrage during Bush, same outrage during Obama, but they didn't. That's why I always call it selective outrage. Doesn't mean anything. Now, he went on, check this out. Martinez goes on to say, well, it was not meant in a negative way. I'm sorry. When does bashing a doll or whatever that represents a law enforcement agent, not negative? Children were also given a chance to throw balls and a painted image of the president. This is at a block party with kids. I never saw this. I've been around forever. Really, I've been around as long as dirt. I never saw it as a kid. My kids never saw it. My grandchildren haven't seen it yet, thank God. It's nuts. Eastside Chamber of Commerce member Marvin Covington said that the chamber had no idea that the pinata would be present at the neighborhood event. The kids who were breaking open the pinata didn't know anything about it. Encouraging kids to bash the likeness of an ICE agent really wasn't that big of a deal, he said. Right. Why don't we put a local cop badge on there, right? I didn't see what the kids were. Maybe the kids were Hispanic. Maybe we should have a Hispanic pinata. Show them it's okay to beat up on other kids that look like them. And then we can substitute that with a black one, right? Now we'll show them how to beat up on black kids. Makes sense to me. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even And while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time so much that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Seriously, if you get involved in the conversation, you can be part of the solution because you're having an open conversation with people. Right? You're learning what really happened, different ways that people come up. You know, people don't get their viewpoints in a vacuum most of the time. Most of the time they hear somebody else talking about it, they get their facts wrong. Party politics. So, you know, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal. And unless you want to spend $200 a year, really, it's very hard to get the whole story. And but the heading alone should help you. That liberalism isn't what it used to be. The values that helped certain people support RFK in 68 puts them at odds with today's progressives. Come on, think about that. In the late spring of 1968, this person said they were 26 years old. They helped organize Robert Kennedy's presidential campaign in the Bronx. They rented the storefront headquarters. They recruited a team of volunteers. They held a launch event. Right? And as he goes on in the story, and again, I don't have the whole story in front of me, but I've read enough of these now to know that today's liberals are not the liberals of JFK. Because even though the liberals of JFK in those days, they still touted push for personal responsibility. Not anymore. No, really, think about it. Not anymore. Now it's all about the government. Can you imagine today if JFK was in these Democrat forums, Democrat debates? Can you imagine JFK getting up and saying, ask not what you can do for your country, your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country? He'd be booed out of the arena. The last few debates where they talked that, you know, you can't have health care for all, you can't have welfare because, you know, and they start booing him, whoever him is. I just found that so amazing, so interesting. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God bless her. Now look, as a Christian, you can't vote for her to die. She said to Brett Kavanaugh, you know what? He's a very decent man. So now I would imagine people pulling back their pledge for their kidneys and lungs and so forth to keep her alive, right? Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last week referred to her colleague, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, as a very decent person, as she lamented what she characterized as a dysfunction surrounding the confirmation process for new justices. A dysfunction? Is that what she calls that? Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. She's not going to be around that court much longer. She, after delivering a speech on the 2018 Supreme Court team and later former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, Ginsburg participated in a question-and-answer session with Duke Law professor Neil Siegel. Now, Siegel at one point said, nominees for Supreme Court are not chosen primarily anymore for independence, legal ability, personal decency. I wonder if that's a loss for all of us. Ginsburg replied, she said, you know, Kavanaugh and her relatively new colleague, Justice Neil Gorsuch, right, are pretty good people. She said, my two newest colleagues are very decent, very smart individuals. Ginsburg said the confirmation process for both of her new colleagues, who were nominated by President Trump, was, ooh, ready for this one? Oh, my God. Was far too divisive. She said that despite the fact that she was a flaming feminist when nominated to the Supreme Court in 1993, she was confirmed 96-3. I want you to think about that. Even though conservatives didn't agree with it, even though conservatives didn't like her because she was qualified, they voted for her. Ginsburg expressed hope that the patriots on both sides of the aisle step up and reject the dysfunctional surrounding confirmations moving forward. The liberal Supreme Court justice has expressed displeasure with the nature of the confirmation process, slamming it as highly partisan. Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings. Now think about something. She slammed this as partisan in September when it was the Democrats that were pushing to keep him out. So who do you think she was talking about? Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings were highly dramatic as he faced, well, we all know this, allegations of sexual misconduct. Where are those women now is my question. Where have they been? Why aren't they around? I mean, you know, she's been on that court 25 plus years. Right? I mean, that's a big deal, don't you think? And by the way, if some of you would do some homework, I'll do it for you a little bit here. These are not life appointments. You know that? It's not like a lifetime appointment, no matter what, no matter how. It was never meant to be that way, number one. I wish people would actually do their homework and read the letters of our founding fathers. Find out what they had in mind, what they thought about this. It's always been amazing to me. And I'll even tell you something. Look, I'm not crazy about this woman at all. And there's times where she says stuff, as I always tell you, you know, if it's right, it's right, no matter whose mouth it comes out of. She made a comment 100 years ago, when she was a teenager, that one of the worst decisions the Supreme Court made was Roe versus Wade. Now, not because she had this moralistic view that abortion was wrong, bad, terrible. But she felt that by forcing it down people's throats, by forcing people to have to do it or adhere to it or to accept it, it was going to become a decades-long fight, that it was really never going to be settled. And she was right. She said it was gaining acceptance in some states. Leave it alone. Let the states work it through on their own. Right? I mean, think about it. Which is, I think, exactly what they should have done with same-sex marriage. Leave it alone. Let the states decide. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, give me your money. No, I mean, give me your email address. You know, always a, you know, I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on. If you don't want to get the email, and you don't want to get, you do want to know when the show starts, though, simply text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and I really do appreciate any kind of involvement you have. And again, some of you I know, you don't have money coming out of your ears, but if, you know, donate a few bucks here and there, let me know that you like the show, that you care about the show. The social media giants have really made it almost impossible for us to raise any money online. And I mean that seriously. Almost nothing online after they started to clamp down really tight. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that she doesn't agree with some, well, we're on the Ruth thing, I might as well stay there. She doesn't agree with some Democratic presidential candidates and their ideas to pack the Supreme Court with more justices. Doesn't make any, and you know what? She's got to be somewhat sincere because she's on the way out. It's not like it's going to affect her at all, right? So Supreme Court Justice said that in an NPR interview that she's opposed to packing the high court with more justices, which some 2020 Democratic presidential candidates have proposed to do, simply because they want to tilt it away from its conservative majority. In a wide-ranging interview, Ginsburg said that she favors keeping the court at its current number of 9 justices, but she didn't name any particular candidates' proposals. They've all talked about it. Well, I should say that. Two-thirds of them have talked about it. 9 seems to be a good number. It's been that way for a long time, she told NPR. I think it was a bad idea when President Franklin Roosevelt tried to pack the court. I don't know if some of you know about this, but Roosevelt, not only did he want to pack the court with more justices, but he actually wanted the justices' assistants to have a half a vote, which would really push things in his direction. Right? He failed who's going to put six friendlier justices in 1937 to reverse its previous rule, because you know what? They were beating down on his New Deal. They were pounding away on his New Deal as unconstitutional. You know, there used to be, I don't know if you guys knew this, but there used to be an NRA Act which had nothing to do with the National Rifle Association and everything to do with what was called the National Recovery Act. And if you go Google that, you really want to be surprised? Go Google it, because it looks like an eagle. Matter of fact, it looks very much like our eagle or what have you. But it's just got some sinister overtones. The way they've done it, it almost looks like the Nazi insignias. You know what I mean? Go look at it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But the National Recovery Act actually gave the president, gave the government, the right to set pricing. Did you know that? I mean, down to the local dry cleaner. They could tell a dry cleaner, you can only charge 15 cents a shirt or 25 cents a shirt, 25 cents for a pair of pants, 35 cents for a full suit. And if you didn't stay with those pricing, you could actually be hauled into jail, hauled off to court. Those were one of the things the court found is unconstitutional, wouldn't allow them to go on with it. You know, some people talk about the amendments. I think it's the fifth. If I'm wrong, you throw rocks at me. I think it's the Fifth Amendment. But, you know, where the president now he's got limitations. He can only run two times, right? And when you think about it, Roosevelt ran three. He could have probably, if he stayed alive, he could have ran a fourth time, a fifth time, a sixth time. He was so popular. And I think for the first time, the Congress actually sat back and thought, oh my God, this guy could be here forever. And if the next guy they like anymore, nobody stands a chance to become president. He could conceivably be in there for 20 years if he's young enough. So they voted in basically a term limit for the president. George Washington, some say, well, no, George Washington established a precedent. No, he didn't. He just said, you know, two terms is long enough. But they did that through the process of amendments. Now, back then, I think people had more common sense. I actually would almost bet on the fact that people had more common sense. I am petrified of putting votes out to the people today. I am petrified of allowing people to do amendments. Because we've dumbed them down in education. One party in particular has given them all kinds of benefits. Why would they vote against that? So it's just a real fine line. We have to be really careful with this. You know, I don't know if you knew it, but at one point in time, our senators were not voted in. Our senators were appointed by governors so that they had the interest of the state as a whole in mind. They didn't have to worry necessarily about getting the votes of everybody in the state, the majority of votes. Now, obviously, if you had a Democrat governor, then he would appoint people that leaned to the Democrat side. But it wasn't a statewide vote. And our founding fathers had reasons for these things. They had good reasons. They were pretty smart guys. Now, they knew that we would change. They knew things would change, which is why they put in for the amendment process. I mean, if you think about it, I love all this gun talk today. Well, you know, our founding fathers didn't know that we were going to have machine guns like we have. I mean, no. Relatively speaking, they had no idea that's where it was going. But they knew that technology would move forward. They knew things would change. Look at the guns they had today and how they were changing. Technology was changing in front of their eyes. You know, building technology, all of that. Now, we think of technology as a little gadget like your cell phone here or whatever. But for them, technology could be a new type of hoist for bricks, you know, for big stones to build the buildings. But they knew we were going to be in a constant state of innovation. They weren't dumb guys. Look what they did. Look what they put together. So if they really were concerned about us having, you know, AK-47s, which we don't, they would have put it in there. But here's what they knew, or here's what they perceived. That when the American people got sick of certain things happening or not happening, maybe at some point in time they did away with guns. there wasn't a gun manufactured on the planet, whatever. I don't know. But we could by amendment process get rid of certain laws. Change the Constitution, if you would. Ginsburg added that she believed that some of the proposals to the added justices just would do nothing but politicize the court, make it worse than it actually is today. If anything would make the court look partisan, she told NPR, it would be that. One side saying, well, when we're in power, we're going to enlarge the number of judges. So, you know, that think about something. If you went back and forth between presidents for a while, you'd end up with 117 judges in a relatively short period of time. The very liberal Associate Justice also said, we're blessed in a way no other judiciary in the world is. Nine candidates have expressed openness to adding justices to the Supreme Court. They include top-tier candidates such as Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg. These guys. Buttigieg has made it a key part of his campaign, in particular, framing it as an effort to depolarize the court. Yeah, right. That's what you want. He's proposed the structure of 15 justices. Why? Right? But he's saying five of the justices would have to be unanimously confirmed by the other 10. Let's just bear something in mind. Nobody elected these judges. We didn't say we wanted them. You know, someday I'm going to do a whole show about this. Do you understand that our founding fathers did not see the Supreme Court as we see the Supreme Court? They have no, they saw them almost as the least powerful of the three branches. They don't have the power of the purse. They can't make law. They're not legislative. They don't have executive power. They simply are supposed to interpret and render an opinion. Matter of fact, at one point in time I've read, I don't know how true this is, but I'll have to check it out, that the Supreme Court was actually in the basement of the building below the Senate. And it was an in-your-eye poke at them to say, hey, you're beneath us. And I would check that out. Come with you to your house, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. This is the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and teething, checking, texting and tweeting. Come on, Mr. Tongue, stay with me. I always appreciate your involvement. I really do, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us. I was trying to look up the first Supreme Court justice that had, or nomination, that rejected himself the nomination. I mean, there were, and I can't remember who was. So if somebody could look it up, I know the story behind it. The story behind it was beneath him. He wouldn't take it. Now, John Jay, which is the first Chief Justice we had, he declined to take the Secretary of State position from George Washington. Didn't like it. Didn't want it. think about being back in those days. You kind of, this was all new. You can pick and choose what you wanted, right? But when he was offered the Supreme Court chair, he took it. And he was unanimously voted in, obviously. Yeah, they didn't. They had some of the animosity towards each other back then, but not like it is now. And they put that aside always to do what's best for America. I mean, these guys just had come out of the fight of their lives. And I wish, you know, some of you guys go back and do a little bit of homework. You head over to rickgreen.com, rickgreen.com, or wallbuilders.com. All this stuff is over here. You know, all this stuff is there. You can look at it. You can see what the founding fathers, you can see some of the letters that they wrote. Kind of cool to watch all that, read through it. They're not long. Even I can read through. If I can read through them, you can too. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Back to Ruth Bader. Let me just finish up the story. Because, you know, some of the current candidates for the president, Democratic president, they're talking about expanding the Supreme Court. And it's not because they think it'll be more fair or more depolarizing, as one put it. No, that's not true at all. They want it for themselves. They want to add a whole bunch of judges on there that are much more liberal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Okay, top Democratic fundraiser resigned Monday from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Now, it was due to a lack of diversity. Right? I mean, think about this. The Democrats, they scream big tent. They welcome everybody in. Somebody has to resign because of a lack of diversity. Allison Jaslow, who served as the executive director of the DCCCC, announced her resignation at an all-staff meeting. The move reportedly comes after two Hispanic lawmakers, Democrat Texas Rep. Vincent Gonzalez and Philemon Vila, they called for Jaslow's resignation Sunday, saying the committee needs to be run by a person of color. Well, isn't that a racist comment in and of itself? That only a person of color can do that? Remember, racism is not about one color towards another. That's the fun thing about it. Racism is stating that one race is better than another. Stating that blacks are better than whites would be a racist comment. Stating that blacks are better than Hispanics, racist comment. Stating that a Hispanic, or being a, if a Hispanic said that they were better than the black community, racist comment. But today that's not true. Pretty much any comment made by a white person towards anybody else, except another white person, is a racist comment. Jaslow did not mention the reason for her departure from the committee. In her statements, which she posted on Twitter, my commitment to the mission to our country and to our people is still serving is unwavering. Jaslow said, and sometimes, you know, selfless service means having the courage to take a bow for the sake of the mission. She said, when I was in eighth grade, I decided that my life would be dedicated to serving my country. Eighth grade. How old are you in eighth grade? Like five? Huh? 14.
14?
13. 13? God, you don't even know what colors go together. I decided that my life would be dedicated to serving my country. I did that first in uniform, but since I have tried to be a force for good in our politics, my commitment to the mission, our country, the people who commit their lives to serving it is unwavering. And sometimes selfless service means having the courage to step away. Now, the DCC is now in complete chaos. The single most immediate action that Sherry Bustos can take to restore confidence and to promote diversity is to appoint a qualified person of color. How does that fix it? But really, what if you had three white folks that were much more qualified than the color person? You still put them in? We did a story a couple of years ago on a city council member that went to a city pool and noticed that almost every one of the lifeguards was Caucasian. but almost everybody in the pool was Hispanic or black. She was outraged by it. You can't do that. We can't have white people saving black or Hispanics when they're drowning. No. When she was asking around, she found out that, first of all, not many blacks and Hispanics applied for the job. And secondly, the ones that did apply didn't qualify. But don't let that deter you. It's like everything else they do. If you can't afford the house, don't let that slow you down. We'll get them in anyway. Right? We've seen this over and over and over again. So anyway, she really beat the drum, so they agreed to replace at least half of the lifeguards with Hispanic and black lifeguards. But think about her. So what she's done is she's dumbed it down. So those of you in the inner city who see that lifeguard at the city pool, please, for the sake of your young ones, don't feel at ease. Don't feel safe. Because you don't know how they made it. Now, some are going to say it's a racist comment, but no, the program is there. See, think about something. If a white person to become a lifeguard has to perform at, just throwing out numbers, at a 90% success when they take their test, and yet a black or Hispanic only has to perform at 60, who do you want there when your kids are in the pool? If the surgeons at the hospital, if they got 10 solid surgeons, and only a couple of them have a success rate of 90%, and they're all Hispanic, why in God's creation would you want the white guy cutting on you? It's not about color. It's about qualified. Not for them, though. Now, I know it says they want to appoint a qualified person to go, but what does that qualified mean? What level is that on? We find the silence of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus of this issue to be deafening, the lawmaker said. Of course, they're petrified. They don't know what to say or do. As the chair of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, an organization representing post-9/11 veterans, Jaswell tried to get the Department of Veterans Affairs to change its motto to include females. They're missing the point that women don't feel comfortable at the VA, Jaswell said. That action enshrined not only a motto, but a culture too often. You know, do you realize that the word men in most cases is generic? It means all the mankind. Right? We can change human. We can change who men. We can change it to who person. I mean, seriously, think about it. Berkeley changed manhole cover. You're upset by the word man. I got so many questions. I wish somebody would come on that actually believes in this garbage. What do we do with mayonnaise? No, really. We got through the whole list of them. Help me understand. Right? What was that group out of the 70s? Manfred something or other? I'm going to change that one too. Person Fred? I'm going through this whole thing. I know it's kind of ridiculous because it is ridiculous. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. I'll wait because you're going to need it tomorrow night. Look, we're here every day. And I so much appreciate some of you who tune in on a daily basis, an hourly basis, whatever you can make it over. I really do appreciate it. And I want to thank you for being part of it. I want to thank you for being part of the solution. I love the emails that you send me, you know, telling me to keep it up. And thanks for the help that we've given you, whatever help that is. But, you know, God bless all of you. I really appreciate the time that you spend with us. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies. Matter of fact, your enemies, tell them you found this great new liberal show. Send them on over. Anyway, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe because we want you back here with us tomorrow.